Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, welcome to your Hollywood Crime Scene mini episode.
Hello.
Hi, Desi.
Hello.
Good morning. We said we would discuss the 1998 Movie Line interview with Jennifer Lopez.
Right.
That had recently resurfaced in the past few years because it's wild.
Now, I guess a lot of this stuff is resurfacing because of her documentary.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's why.
But I think it had resurfaced a couple of years prior.
I think it's probably one of those things that every few years someone's like, did you guys know about this? And we're like, yes, we do. Because we're old. It's like one of those things that every 2 years pops up. Like,
right. Or somebody discovers America's Next Top Model and they're like, oh my God.
Yes. That's like a classic.
Yeah. So this interview has been making the rounds in the last few years. Like, it keeps popping back up because she's just like letting the chopper spray in this article.
I think this is pretty rare even back then. Like, this is the stuff you used to see back in the day when like Orson Welles would do a Playboy interview and drag every modern day director or something. Like,
right.
Like, I don't think people were ever this blatant.
I think it was shocking in 98 as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it was like, why?
She's not even shady. She's just straight rude.
And I also feel like at this point, what she had done, Selena
was her biggest film. And I guess she was probably promoting Out of Sight.
Okay, so but she wasn't the big star that she became.
Not even close.
So that's why it's even crazier, because it's like, this could be career ruining if the wrong people got mad, right? Or the right people got mad.
What a gamble.
Yeah.
What a gamble. And just Desi and I both just listened to an old episode of Beyond the Blinds where they discussed her Tommy Mottola years. Jennifer Lopez's.
Yes.
And so it seems like, wow, good luck. I mean, good thing she met Tommy Mottola when she did.
No, I need like 8 more hours on that story.
Yeah.
Because that seems like it still could be something that breaks wide at some point and we get all the details.
Right.
Because it seems like there's a lot there that we don't know about yet.
That Tommy Mottola essentially boosted her to become a singer.
Yeah.
He was like her champion.
Or all the you know, the dirty deeds that were done to make that happen, not just Mariah.
Right.
According to Blind Items.
Yes.
Right.
So let's talk about this Movie Line interview. We're just specifically going to talk about the things that she said about various actresses. This is what she has to say about Salma Hayek. Mm. We're in two different realms. She's a sexy bombshell, and those are the kinds of roles she does. I do all kinds of different things. It makes me laugh when she says she got offered Selena, which was an outright lie. If that's what she does to get herself publicity, then that's her thing. Columbia offered me the choice of Fools Rush In or Anaconda. I chose the fun B movie because the Fool script wasn't strong enough.
I mean, it's funny looking back on this because if anything, Salma Hayek has become the more serious actress.
Well, 100%.
Yeah, like
she's like won an Oscar, right? Or not
been
nominated.
No, she's been nominated.
She's been nominated.
But she's like definitely a more well-rounded actress, I would say, like, and more respected probably in the industry.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm not even like stretching things here. I think it's pretty like objective.
Yeah. No, that is a wild thing to say.
Also, does she think she wasn't doing sexy type roles?
Right.
I mean, you could even argue Selena was like kind of like had to be a little sexy She's wearing those costumes. She's dancing, perform. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there were sexy elements in Selena.
I'm not saying it's a sex role, but like, do you know what I'm saying? It was a, that character has sex appeal for sure.
Especially the movie Out of Sight.
Yes. That's like a sexy movie.
Right.
It's just crazy.
Claire Danes.
Oh boy.
She says, a good actress, her emotional and inner life are available to her, which is a good start. But I feel like I see a lot of the same thing with every character she does. She's not that way in U-Turn, though, which was a movie Jennifer Lopez is in.
Right. So she's like, that one was good.
Yeah, the one that she's in. I like the movie U-Turn.
This is crazy, though, because it's like, who is she? Uta Hagen? Like, like, I'm serious. Like, she's acting like she's some trained actress.
Well, Claire Danes also at this, by 1998, has a way bigger filmography than Jennifer Lopez.
And she's considered like a great actress, even as a teen.
Right.
This is crazy.
No, Claire Danes has been critically acclaimed out the gate.
And she actually never did anything but kind of critically acclaimed stuff. Like, that's her wheelhouse. She didn't do like rom-com, teen rom-coms or something like that. She mostly did sort of like art films and like high-end TV. You know what I mean? Like,
well, by this point in 1998, Claire Danes had done My So-Called Life, which was critically acclaimed, Little Women, which was, did really well, and she's great in that.
Yes.
And then she did Romeo and Juliet, which her performance was praised.
Right. That's like, that's what I mean. It's like, she's not doing fluff.
She wasn't doing fluff. I think the closest fluff she probably did at that point was The Mod Squad in 97, or was it 98?
Oh, right.
Yeah. I don't know. But that didn't do as well. But she wasn't known as like a fluffy.
No, she was kind of always like considered a great actress.
Yeah.
Even as a young person.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, boy.
Tell me what she's in. Tell me what she's been in. I swear to God, I don't remember anything she was in. Some people get hot by association. I heard more about her and Brad Pitt than I ever heard about her work.
And that's pretty interesting coming from someone who will become famous for her relationships, mostly at some point.
Also, this is 1998. Gwyneth Paltrow was literally in Shakespeare in Love, which she won Best Actress for. And she was in plenty of other big movies before that, that I'm sure she had heard of.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I feel like, yes, she was in things, but it, even a Shakespeare in Love is enough because that was a huge movie.
Yeah.
Like,
she also was.
But also, people are allowed to start out. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I mean, it's like this ridiculous.
This is false, but it regardless is a ridiculous thing to say.
It's ridiculous because it's like, well, what have you been in?
Okay, this one's really egregious to me. Winona Ryder.
Oh boy.
I was never a big fan of hers.
What?
In Hollywood, she's revered. She gets nominated for Oscars, but I've never heard anyone in the public or among my friends say, oh, I love her. She's cute and talented though. And I like her just for looking like my older sister, Leslie.
What?
That, see, that's shady.
Also, that Winona is younger than her.
Right. That's why I mean that line about her looking like her older sister is shady.
It's shady even if she was older than her. Like, it's just but stupid. It's shady, period. Also, that is really untrue. Winona Ryder has a huge fan base, especially at this time. Everyone loved her.
Oh my God. She was the biggest fucking star of the 90s.
And she was someone that people kind of loved. Like,
She was one of my favorite actresses as a kid. I fucking loved Winona Ryder. I'd never heard anyone trash talk her. I don't remember that ever being something that people said.
She's also someone who's consistently been in like good movies.
Her whole career.
Yeah, like
her whole career.
This is just infuriating. Like she's such a hater.
Winona Ryder is one of those actresses that was never overrated. Like, she was perfectly rated.
She's perfectly rated, and she also is someone who doesn't come off as obnoxious.
Okay, now this one hits close to home for me.
Uh-oh.
Madonna. Do I think she's a great performer? Yeah. Do I think she's a great actress? No. Acting is what I do. So I'm harder on people when they say, oh, I can do that. I can act. I'm like, hey, don't spit on my craft.
Oh, she is so pretentious.
That's rich coming from someone who was like singing. Oh, I can do that.
Where's Madonna's quote on her singing? Mariah would have come back. Mariah would have come back with something.
I mean,
Madonna probably didn't even hear about this.
No.
She's like in another universe, like, yeah, as far as celebrity goes.
And look, Madonna, to be fair, Madonna has historically been in some real stinkers of movies, but it is kind of wild to say this on the heels of her winning the Golden Globe for Evita. So she does know how to act sometimes.
When she's paired with the correct role, she can shine.
Yes.
The thing with Madonna is she always fails when she tries to play just a regular person.
Yes.
Because it's like, it's Madonna.
No,
I'm sorry, you can't play a yoga teacher.
That's like, why her two best films are Desperately Seeking Susan and Evita.
Yeah.
Because she's playing larger than life characters.
Yeah. It's just like, we just can't see her in just everyday people type roles because it's like weird.
Okay. Cameron Diaz. J-Lo says, quote, a lucky model who's been given a lot of opportunities. I just wish she would have done more with. She's beautiful and has a great presence, though. And in my best friend's wedding, I thought, when directed, she can be good.
When directed, she can be good.
First of all, I think Cameron Diaz is a really good actress.
I don't think I've ever heard a negative review of her. Like, she's perfectly good.
She's
funny.
She's very funny. She also has done some weird, interesting roles, like being John Malkovich.
Oh, yeah.
Very Bad Things. She's so good in that.
Also, when has Jennifer Lopez ever made herself look ugly or plain like Cameron did in John Malkovich?
Well, she thinks Made in Manhattan was her, you know, slumming it.
Yeah. It's just funny.
Yeah.
It's funny that she's like, oh, I'm an actress, but it's like, no, because you always want to look kind of hot.
She looks hot in all of her movies.
Yeah. It's like, where's your roles where you're stretching?
Even Mariah went plain for Precious.
She's insufferable to me.
Did she ever address this? Like, did she address this recently?
I don't think so.
Not that I'm like, she needs to apologize.
She needs to... Accept what she's done and take accountability.
I don't give a shit if she apologizes.
I don't give a shit. And all the people she has hit are doing far better than her as far as like continuing to have big acting careers, except for Cameron Diaz, who kind of has stopped acting on her own accord.
Right.
So it's funny in that regard. Like everyone she slammed
still works
and is pretty much A-list.
And respected.
Yeah. So she should be embarrassed, but I truly don't think she sees... She probably doesn't even remember this. Or she probably thinks it's accurate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The way she talks about her craft... Remember when people used to talk about their craft more? That seems like they don't do it as much because we made fun of them too much. Because that was always a craft. The craft.
Yeah,
it's like, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Personally, I think one of her underrated, diva in a pejorative way moments was when she sang Let's Get Loud at the inauguration.
That was great. I loved seeing that fucking fail of a last note.
This is a presidential inauguration and you were there to, what was she supposed to sing? First of all, it was wild that they were like, let's have Jennifer Lopez
who knows
sing
how that happened.
A cappella.
I remember that day so clearly because all the gays on my timeline were like, please stop trying to make Let's Get Loud happen. Because I guess she's been trying to make that like an anthem for a while. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with the fact that she's trying to make this song some kind of like whatever song you play at every wedding, like whatever, some sort of party celebration song.
It was just funny. It was just funny that she's like, we're going to tack Let's Get Loud onto the end of this.
Well, I know it was because it was some other patriotic song, right?
Was it America the Beautiful? Was it the national anthem?
I don't think it was the national anthem. I think it was like God Bless America or one of those other second tier ones.
Yeah.
And then she tagged on Let's Get Loud. It is an all-time fail, and I absolutely obsessed with it.
Oh, I was hooting and hollering.
It was so funny. I think I do remember playing it multiple times because it was so out of control. And just the instant reaction. That is kind of what I miss about Twitter. The instantaneous reactions to something.
Yes.
And everyone's on the same page.
Yes.
And it's so cutting. Mm. Like, you couldn't make a false move at a certain point in Twitter history.
Right, right.
Without the whole fucking timeline dragging something.
Right.
And it was, I've just had a thing with her for a long time. And I was happy to hear the Beyond the Blinds co-host say the same thing. I was like, yeah, it's a thing for us. We're finally vindicated.
Wow.
And I want to see more about that documentary she self-produced.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to watch all that.
Oh, me either.
But I'm interested to see some clips.
I want to see the highlights because that is just a testament to the massive ego. To produce a documentary about yourself and spend like $20 million of your own money.
That's crazy.
Is crazy.
That is so crazy.
It's like,
crazy.
Why? What are you doing? What are you doing here?
So should we get to some news stories?
Sure.
We have some entertainment news stories. Rosie O'Donnell is joining the cast of And Just Like That.
I got heart palpitations when I saw that announcement. I was excited.
So excited about this.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
It's perfect.
This is from Variety. Rosie O'Donnell joins And Just Like That, season 3. The comedian revealed she's joining the cast of the Sex and the City spinoff on Wednesday, sharing a photo of the season 3 premiere script via Instagram. The photo reveals she's playing a character named Mary and that the episode is titled Outlook Good. It'll be written and directed by executive producer Michael Patrick King.
Ooh.
We're excited.
I know. What's happening?
Well, Che Diaz has left the building. They're not on the show anymore.
And we're all happy. Although I might miss Che a little bit. The insanity of it all.
I honestly don't know how to feel about this. Because on one hand, we've spent the past 2-3 years hating this person. But it sort of became like a fun hate.
And the show, because we're all not invested in the show because it's a good show, we don't have like expectations it's going to necessarily be better now.
Right.
So why not keep it sucky in that regard? I mean, maybe Che will pop up.
I would love like a Che Diaz cameo at the end of the season.
Just
to say,
doing
hey,
an open mic, just, like a sad open mic
just
or something.
An open mic at the end of the season like Che introducing themselves. Hey, I'm Che Diaz.
Wow. I feel like in my mind, a montage is happening.
Ugh.
Of all the moments.
Yeah. So very excited for season 3. I don't know.
Do we know anything about the character? Not really, right?
No.
I didn't see anything.
The series is slated to debut in 2025. Hurry up.
Yeah.
House of the Dragon is coming back soon.
Oh, we need a show. We don't have a show.
We don't have a show right now. There's nothing.
No one's talking about anything. It's
no
like.
No one's talking about anything. I mean, because the last.
I guess the strike?
I think I was just thinking the last show everyone was talking about was Fallout, but that was like not. It's not a week to week show everyone's talking about.
I also don't think it's the same.
It's probably not the same in terms of audience size.
I just haven't seen a lot of Fallout, so it might depend on your timeline. But other shows, even ones I don't watch that are truly in the zeitgeist, I'll see all the time. And I'm not seeing Fallout as much as others.
Yeah.
I just feel like there isn't that HBO Sunday night show that everyone watched.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
We like, need that back.
Like even like a Mayor of Eastman.
Town.
East Town, sorry. Whatever.
We need season 2 of Mayor.
Like we need that show where everyone's watching it.
Everyone
across the board.
There really is nothing right now.
No, I can't even think of the last one.
There's been shows where they've dumped all the episodes, which were good, like Three Body Problem.
But I do feel like sometimes when they do that, there's no talking about it.
It's not in the zeitgeist culturally.
No, you need the weekly.
For a week.
You need the weekly.
So we need a new weekly event television show.
Yeah. I guess Shogun kind of had that, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
It wasn't but it's kind of like similar to Fallout. It wasn't like that big.
It was critically acclaimed, and I saw nothing but positive reviews for it, much like Fallout, where it was like people enjoyed it, but it didn't have the reach of Mare.
No. We need it. House of Dragons.
House of the Dragon coming back.
When's that? Soon?
June.
Oh, seems so far.
Well, I just rewatched.
I should rewatch.
You should, because there was so much stuff. I was like, oh yeah.
I just saw some article about House of the Dragons, how the darkness that people were complaining about. And someone was like, well, this is coming from people who only watch shows on their televisions. When you see it on the big screen, it's completely fine. I was like, that's
screen?
A TV show. That's a TV show, sir.
Right.
What are you talking about? Wait. It was insane. Because I was
big
like,
screen.
Yeah, like when you see it like in it all, I was like, but
who's
why would
that?
Why would you? I'm not going to see House of the Dragons in the theater.
No one is.
It was an insane, like, oh, you peons. I was like,
who said that?
I can't remember.
Who said that?
I was just laughing. I don't remember who said it. It was something on Twitter.
Of course. Fucking awful. Our next story, this happened obviously like a few days ago, but I feel like it's just important we touch on it. About Barbara Streisand commenting on Melissa McCarthy's Instagram photo.
Obsessed.
This was iconic.
It was so funny. And then the apology was even funnier.
Yeah. Because this was like a peak, pure boomer moment.
It's like boomer joy. Like, it's just like where you're in this ignorance is bliss world of technology.
She definitely did not mean any harm, but it came off so offensive and it made me laugh because how over the top it was. So, okay, so this is what happened. Earlier this week, Barbara Streisand commented on Melissa McCarthy's Instagram. It's a photo of Melissa McCarthy with the incredible Matthew Bourne at the CTGLA gala last night. Oh, she was with Adam Shankman in the pic. It's a picture of Melissa McCarthy and Adam Shankman. I'm reading this article from Deadline, so I'd forgotten who was in the picture. Barbara Streisand commented, "Give him my regards. Did you take Ozempic?"
I mean, it's so funny. Because it's like, you don't know her like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, do they?
Yeah. Barbara obviously was met with a lot. How dare you? Like, a lot of people were commenting, be like, this is so real.
See, that makes it funnier to me. Because it's like, she's just like, come on. Like,
yeah, I doubt Barbara Streisand was like trying to be an asshole. It was just such a stupid comment. It was just dumb.
I mean, people speculate she meant a DM, right? Like, that was sort of what speculated. I saw other people saying that too, that it clearly seemed like a DM to them. But it's like, that doesn't necessarily make it better though, because it's still a kind of rude question. Like,
so Barbara said, OMG, I went on Instagram to see the photos we'd posted of the beautiful flowers I'd received for my birthday. Below them was a photo of my friend Melissa McCarthy, who I sang with on my Encore album. She looked fantastic. I just wanted to pay her a compliment. I forgot the world is reading.
I mean, I did see Melissa say something along the lines. She's like, I'm just happy she knows who I am.
Yeah,
Melissa. So that's what made me think they weren't necessarily great friends.
No, but Melissa McCarthy thought it was cool. She said, I think Barbara is a treasure and I love her.
I mean, thank you for this levity. in this situation. It's like everyone's going off the rails and it's like, it's not affecting you. This is between them. let them work it out in public so we can all see.
Well, and they did. And Melissa thought it was funny. And we all thought it was funny because it was so out of pocket.
Well, the funny thing is how Instagram shows sort of certain comments. Like when you're looking at a post, it's like 2,000 comments, but they'll always show like one.
Like a popular one.
I guess sometimes it's popular or whatever. I don't know how it works, but that was the one that was showing up in this. When you see the text, that was the comment. So it was very funny to see. It's always funny to me when celebrities comment on each other's posts.
Yeah.
And you're just like, they're friends. Like, whatever. It's just like Chrissy Teigen and like Meryl Streep or like some weird combination of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Or especially when they're all supporting someone who did something stupid.
Right.
It's always like, okay. Like,
no, this was really funny. And our final story, this is not entertaining. This is terrifying. Oh. This is from the Seattle Times. Whistleblower Josh Dean of Boeing found dead.
This is getting crazy.
What are we going to do about this, Desi?
How do you keep killing whistleblowers like this? You're telling me all these whistleblowers are dying? I'm sorry. Like,
something's not adding up.
I mean...
Okay, Joshua Dean, a former quality auditor at Boeing supplier Spirit AeroSystems and one of the first whistleblowers to allege Spirit leadership has ignored manufacturing defects on the 737 MAX, died Tuesday morning after a struggle with a sudden, fast-spreading infection. Known as Josh, Dean lived... Okay, that's fucking... We get it. Known as Josh, Dean lived in Wichita, Kansas, where Spirit is based. He was 45. He had been in good health and was noted for having a healthy lifestyle. He died after 2 weeks in critical condition, his aunt Carol Parsons said. Spirit spokesperson Joe Buccino said, "Our thoughts are with Josh Dean's family. This sudden loss is stunning news here and for his loved ones." Dean had given a deposition in a Spirit shareholder lawsuit and also filed a complaint with the Federal Aviation Administration alleging serious and gross misconduct by senior quality management of the 737 production line at Spirit. Spirit fired Dean in April of 2023, and he had filed a complaint with the Department of Labor alleging his termination was in retaliation for raising concerns related to aviation safety. Parsons said Dean became ill and went to the hospital because he was having trouble breathing just over 2 weeks ago. He was intubated and developed pneumonia and then a serious bacterial infection, MRSA. His condition deteriorated rapidly, and he was airlifted from Wichita to a hospital in Oklahoma City, Parsons said. There he was put on an ECMO machine, which circulates and oxygenates a patient's blood outside the body, taking over heart and lung function when a patient's organs don't work on their own. His mother posted a message Friday on Facebook relating all those details, saying that Dean was, quote, fighting for his life. This is so sad. It continues about his condition.
I mean, those kind of infections are so frightening.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Then it continues talking about the other whistleblower who mm-hmm. died. Dean was represented by a law firm in South Carolina that also represented Boeing whistleblower John Mitch Barnett. Barnett was found dead in an apparent suicide in March. He was in the midst of giving depositions alleging Boeing retaliated against him for complaints about quality lapses when he was found dead from a gunshot wound in Charleston, South Carolina, where Boeing has its 787 manufacturing facility.
This is going to be an Oscar-winning movie one day.
I know.
Right? This is crazy.
This is so crazy. The death was ruled to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. That's kind of weird in the middle of depositions. That's a little fishy.
Right, because you'd think he was so passionate about this. He wanted to at least get through this and take them down, right? Like,
yeah. Look, this is bad. And people are asking questions.
And they should not be they should be trying to fix it instead of doing covering it up. Yeah. Because it's going to come out eventually. So you're just delaying the inevitable.
Right. So we will keep you posted. This is a story that keeps me up at night.
Yeah.
I want a resolution.
It's scary.
It's really scary. And with that, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
I'm the queen of starting a free trial offer and forgetting to cancel it, oftentimes being charged for months for something I'm not even using. If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes, but let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. With Rocket Money, I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, I can cancel it with a tap. I never have to get on the phone with customer service. They'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple of months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. It's definitely saved me money, and now I can use that money to waste on things I do want. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. That's rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have had a really stressful year with work and family stuff, and I know I'm not alone when I say I tend to push that stress down in order to get what I need done, and that only makes things worse. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. In the past, therapy has helped me navigate many situations, from helping me to set boundaries to just becoming the best version of myself. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I love that it's entirely online, so it's convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HCS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HCS.
Desi, what are you watching?
I'm not watching anything that I haven't been watching. There's nothing new for me to watch. I'm still on Real Housewives of New Jersey, Summer House, Bravo, nonsense.
Bravo.
I'm Bravo and out. I'm just in that mode where I'm watching things at the end of the night, and I've tried to start things, and it's just not the time for me to do it when I'm trying to fall asleep. Mm-hmm. I have baby kittens, so I'm really tired.
Yeah.
Because I get up a lot in the middle of the night. So I'll watch something where I fall asleep and then I have to get up at 2 a.m. You know what I mean? It's like that kind of thing. Yeah. So I don't have the bandwidth to take on a show right now. I need comfort food shows where I'm like, I already know everything and I can just let it roll.
Right.
Sorry.
I'm in the same place, and we touched on this before the break, that we don't have like a big week-to-week show we're all watching right now.
I want something. Yeah. I saw something that looked good. I don't know if it's a show or a movie with Jennifer Connelly on Apple TV. It looks like a thriller type thing.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Oh, I fucking forgot. I literally just saw a commercial for it.
Is it new?
I don't know that it's out yet. It might be coming out.
Okay.
But I mean, who knows? Apple TV, it's like hit or miss, right?
But some of them are low-key bangers.
This one looked like it could be a low-key banger because it was kind of stupid enough. I can't remember who the husband is. It's another... Oh, I think it's that guy, Joel something. He's Australian or New Zealand. Joel, I can't remember his last name. He was in that fight movie with Tom Hardy. His last name is slipping my mind right now. What? So he is the husband. And I guess the plot of it is he gets kidnapped and he goes to a place where he sees all the different roads he could have taken in his life and where that he would have ended up.
Dark Matter.
Yeah, Dark Matter.
coming May 8th. This looks good. A mind-bending thriller based on the best-selling novel from Blake Crouch.
Yeah. So it's kind of sci-fi thriller-esque, but not hardcore sci-fi.
Okay. It is a TV show because it says trailer season one.
Okay. Who's the guy? Does it say?
Joel Edgerton.
Yeah.
I'm excited. When is Severance coming back?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
We need Severance.
You can't go away for 2 years or whatever. Whatever it's been. Do you know what I mean? That's one of the bad things about modern day TV. There isn't this beginning and end. It's coming back every September or whatever it is. Like that doesn't happen anymore. There could go years.
It's worse than us. Yeah. People don't know when it's coming back.
It's like, it can be years sometimes and you have to rewatch whole shows because you're like, I forgot what happened. Or you have to watch a YouTube tutorial on it or something.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Severance is the show I most want to come back. I most want updates. When is it happening?
Oh, really? Yeah. I mean, I will definitely be excited to watch it again, but I'm more excited for And Just Like That and
Dragon. But it's been in the news. Yeah. I mean, Severance, it feels like we haven't heard anything.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't even think about it, to be honest, which is good, I guess.
I've been thinking about
it. You've been thinking about it?
I've been thinking about it lately.
Yeah, it slipped my mind.
It's a great show on Apple TV.
Yes.
Highly recommend
it. I also want Silo back. That one I was really into. And that one I feel like, I want the momentum. I don't want to wait. Get it back.
I want Silo back too.
Yeah, I liked that one. And it got so good at the end.
I know.
It's just kind of like, ugh.
I really want Silo back.
Silo was good.
Another Apple. See, Apple TV and has some bangers.
The one with Pedro Pascal.
The Last of Us.
The Last of Us. That one too, I want back.
Yeah.
Because that was a nice soapy kind of sci-fi, end of the world. It had a lot going on.
Yeah.
I want that one back. We need we need our eyeballs on him. We want to see that guy.
We all love Pedro Pascal.
Yeah. I mean, I'm at the point now where I should rewatch some of my old favorites. Maybe I should do Game of Thrones again.
You need to watch Sister Wives first. You have homework, Desi.
Okay.
Please, Desi, things are really happening right now.
I need
now.
To get a desk and a walk pad and just put the laptop up there.
Serious, Desi, because I need, specifically with you, I need to discuss things.
Okay.
Because it's getting crazy.
Ugh, I just need to, okay, I'm going to work on it this weekend.
And thank you to the listeners who commented about Sister Wives and suggested podcasts about Sister Wives.
Oh, yeah. I'll make a Sister Wives group on the Discord.
Please.
So that we can have discussion. And get on it. What about you? I guess you're not watching anything new either.
No,
Sister Wives.
But Seeking Sister Wives.
Oh my God.
Which is the spinoff of of Sister Wives. That's a show I've been watching for years. This season is so good.
I need to get on that
it's
too.
So you need to watch this season. It's so good.
I truly almost vomited when I saw that picture of Garrick. There's so much TV in a way.
It's so good. Yeah, Seeking Sister Wife is great this season. Melon's here. Brendan brought Melon in because he was acting up. He's holding him like a baby right now.
This is
so cute. What a spoiled cat.
Very spoiled.
What a spoiled cat. Anyway, I can't really think of any. I think I talked about, I watched Late Night with the Devil. I talked about that last week. I watched, the other one I watched was Talk to Me, which is an Australian horror movie from last year. I enjoyed that a lot as well. And looking for new horror movies I haven't seen yet that I've been putting on the back burner.
Yeah.
Interested in that. Because I like to watch a horror movie before I go to bed.
I want to see that Omen one.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that,
and
too.
And it needs to get on my TV.
Yeah. Is it yet? There's some stuff I want to get on my TV because I'm too lazy to go to the theater. I'm too busy right now.
I was going to go see it, and then I was like, I couldn't. I couldn't get it together.
What's wrong with us? What is wrong with us? Do you want to talk about food?
Sure.
What'd you eat?
I actually made a really good butter chicken last night. And the reason it was good was because I didn't really have all the ingredients, but I managed to make it work and it was good. It was delicious. And now I'm like, I want to make this again.
Yeah.
I like to have a curry I can eat for a few days.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's so easy to just warm it up.
And it gets better after a day.
Totally. So that was my exciting meal.
Well, Desi, unfortunately, I haven't had anything good to eat this week.
I've seen some good food.
I had some ice cream last night, which was not planned. It was completely last minute leaving the gym.
It's too close to the gym.
It's way too close.
It's like literally across the street.
We literally walked across the street. So I had both of our ice cream flavors at Fluffy's last night.
Yeah.
And you know what? They're really good.
You guys got to go get... I've seen some people post pictures.
Oh, good.
In our Discord.
Oh, good.
They got our flavors.
They're good.
Yeah. So...
Not to toot my own horn, but they're good flavors.
They're really good flavors, so you got to check it out. Just... You should go to Fluffy's anyway.
You should go.
It's fun.
It's a great ice cream spot.
I like the pretzel rods.
Yeah, you get a pretzel rod in your sundae if you order a sundae. You get like two of them.
So good. Sticking in there, eat the ice cream off of it.
Yeah, I got exciting food things happening next week, which we'll discuss later. But this week has just been like kind of a bummer. I'm having some like health issues, so I've been really eating specific things that aren't exciting.
Yeah,
okay. And not eating specific things that are exciting that I can't really eat right now.
Right,
but I'm going to abandon all of that. I'm going to abandon all of that next
You tried.
Week. I'll go back on the, health diet. It's not a diet.
Allergy specific.
I'm having issues right now.
Yeah.
So whatever. I can't like not eat good food. So,
yeah.
Like forever.
Yeah. You got to work it out.
My soul and my spirit are important too.
There's a lot of parts to the body that need to be cared for.
Yeah, my brain is sick also and needs food.
Okay.
Well, no, we gotta promote the Patreon right now.
Oh, we're about to record an American Idol season 5 recap. So that'll be up today probably.
Yeah, that'll be up today. We do have a brand new Rock of Love episode on Patreon. We also have an episode of Mysteries and the Macabre, and Desi did a deep dive into the Chris Watts case. That's at the $10 tier.
And we also have a Law and Order SVU up.
That's also at the $10 tier.
With Chad Lowe.
Chad Lowe stars in the classic season 2 episode of Law and Order SVU. Peak. It's a classic episode.
Yeah.
And what else? We put something else up there. Maybe not.
I can't remember. There's a lot of stuff going up.
We have a lot of recap stuff we're recording this weekend.
Yeah. So there'll be more to come. So now's a great time to join. You can also access our Discord, and you can get ad-free episodes of our main and minis on Patreon as well. It's very easy to join, and it's very easy to sync up to whatever app you listen to podcasts on, right?
So easy. And you know what? I'll add a link in the show notes. I always have a link in the show notes, but just a reminder for easy access. to subscribe.
And also, we have some merch.
We do have merch, HollywoodCrimeScene.com.
So I see people posting it still, and I love seeing a dumb bitch mug when you're enjoying your morning coffee, having a peaceful morning with your cat and your dumb bitch mug. It's so cute.
I have a diamond level pussy mug myself.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Yeah, there's a lot of mugs. There's t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, tote bags.
I have a couple of things from our merch store.
I need to get some.
I have a diamond level pussy mug. I have a Hollywood crime scene mug. And I have a Hollywood crime scene t-shirt.
I want a dumb bitch hat.
There's also dumb bitch baseball hats. Those are the real heroes. Every time I see someone buy a dumb bitch baseball hat, I'm like, good for you.
Those are the real ones because they're out there with dumb bitch pride.
They're promoting their dumb bitchness in public. And I think that's so cool.
I also respect the mugs.
I respect all of it.
Yeah, because you're telling your family and your cat. But yeah, to wear a dumb bitch hat, because it's like, that's going to be a conversation starter.
It is a conversation starter. Friend of the pod, James Fritz, is wearing a Hollywood crime scene shirt today.
You know who always rocks the dumb bitch hat is Mandy.
Yes.
She always has it. And I sometimes it's not even like a feature, but I'll see it in her bag or something. I was like, look, she's just always rocking that hat.
It's so cool.
And I love her for that.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
It makes me feel happy.
Yeah. But there's other phrases and images.
Yeah.
If you don't want to dumb bitch out, we get it.
Sorry. Cool. Well, we will see you next week for the main episode. Desi's got some stuff cooking up.
Yeah.
We don't know what she's cooking. She don't know what she's cooking either, but it's going to be good.
Okay. Goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.